Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. It's a Wednesday morning, midweek Wednesday. Lots of different things going on. Agribition, of course, is day three today. We know that is going to be going strong right through until Saturday night. We also know that tomorrow is the day, potentially, that we will hear an announcement on a pipeline. So we're following that fairly closely. We will be broadcasting live from Agribition tomorrow, but it's not an all Agribition show. It's a very much a regular show. We might have a couple of ag-related guests on there, but for the most part, it's the same old show. We'll have open lines and all of those things. So we will be following that story very closely. Speaking of stories that we have followed closely, and we talked a bit about this yesterday, the Saskatchewan NDP have introduced a bill to make life more affordable. Their plan is, their hopes are that if passed, this bill would make life more affordable and get Saskatchewan's rent hikes under control. So they have brought forward a rent control bill. They brought it. It's called, it's Bill 608, the Rent Control Act. It is brought up in the legislature. It has not been voted on. It may not be voted on for some time yet. And it sounds as if the provincial government, the SAS party government, has said they won't be supporting this for a variety of reasons. They don't feel like this is the way to go. And this is it's a complicated topic. It's an important topic. We talk about cost of living all the time. And I know in the news conferences where the NDP talked about this and the need for this, they had people who pay rent, who are renters. They don't own their home. There's well over 300,000 of them in the province, people that rent. And I say of them because I am not one of them, but I do have family members that currently are renters. And both of the close family members that I'm thinking of have seen a fairly significant rent increase in the last couple of months. So I, on one hand, understand why this is an important issue. And I have to be honest, I didn't know much on it. I hadn't done a lot of reading on it, but I did the other night. I did a bit of a deep dive to try and find different papers that have been written from different perspectives. There are a lot of papers that are written by economists that say, while it may provide some sort of a short-term pause in the growth of rent, it actually has a long-term devastating impact on the community or the jurisdiction in which it is enforced. Because the notion is that rent controls can cause fewer people to go into the rental market, fewer people to build new builds or create new spaces that would be considered rental properties. And so now all of a sudden you've got a demand for a limited number of spaces and resources, and that has the counter effect to where. And so there can be, though, regulations outside of rent control that can help with this. So we have heard a few different perspectives on this. Of course, the NDP provincial official opposition are really pushing. They want to see these rent controls in place. The Saskatchewan Realtors Association, Chris Grett, who we've had on this program, has come out strongly against rent control. I want to check in with Rental Housing Saskatchewan, an organization that obviously has a vested interest in this discussion, and their CEO, Landon Field, is joining us from his office in Saskatoon today. Landon, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks for having me on this morning, Evan.
So the notion of rent control, we see provinces in Canada that have this. In fact, Saskatchewan did at one time. I think it was up till about 92, and Roy Romano was the premier at the time that decided to get rid of it. Can you just give us the brief overview of what rent control is?
Sure. So rent control looks different in different provinces. But the story is provinces with rent control have the highest rents. You look at Ontario or BC, for example, where they cap rents at a politicized, you know, voted on number or a number each year. And then that is the maximum increase. So regardless of cost increases that may occur, or, you know, when you talk about property taxes or inflationary pressures, you're really restricted. And so what that means is reduced investment or people ultimately closing their doors and leaving the market entirely.
I said this in my introduction to bringing you onto the show, but I mean, there's different schools of thought as to rent control or if not rent control, what measures could be in place. How do you see this on behalf of the Rental Housing Saskatchewan organization? What is your view? What is your stance, your position on rent control?
Absolutely, Evan. And as you said, this is something that's been researched time and time again. And this summer, we conducted or commissioned some research to be done that looks at the effects. And the effects are clear. There are long-term detrimental impacts that undermine affordability and cut supply from the market. We also engaged with our members, and this is not something that housing providers that are already looking to provide a service, work collaboratively and build communities, this is not something that they're supportive of. There are so many other ways that we can invest in housing and say yes to housing in our province. So we want to focus on the solutions, not necessarily demonize housing providers and look for ways that would ultimately run down investment.
In the news conference that the NDP held, they talked about it from the standpoint that this is often a problem with the big corporations. So it tended, just again, the wording that they used, it tended not to be the individuals who have one property that they rent out as a revenue property or a rental property, but these big corporations who have multiple apartment blocks and basically buildings that they would rent out. Do you see a difference between those two groups within your client group?
What we're talking about is creating an environment for investment. And so there is a large housing mix across the housing continuum and across our province. And we should be proud of those that have the ability to take risk and can build and invest in larger communities, and also support our small mom and pop operators across our province, the ones with a handful of doors or property management companies that employ locally, that create jobs and support the economy in our province, who will ultimately be forced out of the market as a result of policies like this.
Landon Field is my guest, Rental Housing Saskatchewan's CEO. So are there things in place right now in Saskatchewan that you would look at to say these are good measures and they help?
Absolutely, Evan, and I think that's something that can't be lost in this conversation is we have a strong Residential Tenancies Act that provides strong support and protections for tenants and renters as well as housing providers. And there are strict responsible rent regulations in terms of the time frame. You cannot just give a rent increase without notice. You know, tomorrow your rent's going up by $30. That's illegal in Saskatchewan. That doesn't happen. There are regulations that providers need to follow. And as a professional association, we're here to provide support, education, and resources to ensure that housing providers continue to work collaboratively with our communities and are in compliance with the legislation.
Are there, there's basically a structure in place that you have to give a certain amount of time, certain amount of notice to renters that the rent is going up, but is there any sort of check and balance of I guess, why that rent increase is needed?
I think that ultimately market conditions drive what the prices are. And when we're in an environment where supply is low, demand is high, we have low vacancy rates, and we've seen somewhat of dangerously low vacancy rates for the last number of years, you know, less than 2%, sometimes less than 1% in different corners of our province. So when there aren't options available for families, that's where prices ultimately can be driven up, and including in increases in taxes and in inflation. You know, the cost to replace an appliance is astronomically higher now than it used to be. And so all of that is considered when setting the rent. And ultimately, I think it's important to remember that the members I represent take pride in providing high-quality rental homes for families. We're cost-conscious providers. We view it as providing a service. We have strong and healthy relationships with our tenants and the families that live in these buildings across the province, and we want to continue to be able to do that.
Don't get me wrong. I completely agree. I've got lots of contacts, friends of mine that I know that have either a single rental property or in some cases more than one. And there's lots of really good landlords out there. It's the balance that I think I'm trying to understand, because there is no question cost of living is a challenge. And often people that are in a position to rent, they are either young people who are just kind of trying to start out in life and likely don't have a high income, or seniors who have some sort of a fixed income. They're on pension and they're not able to really make more money in a month, and yet so their expenses go up. And so that's where we're trying to find, I think, the balance of this and how sensitive those that are part of your organization, Rental Housing Saskatchewan, are to that delicate balance and the needs of the renters, because you need the renters. So how do you balance that out?
Absolutely. And I think it's so important to remember that if prices go up dramatically, it is, at the end of the day, also a customer service business, and you don't want to lose your tenants. And Mike Moffitt, who has appeared on this program previously, you know, a very smart housing policy mind who tells it like it is when it comes to housing policy. I mean, he said recently that a 7% vacancy rate would be the best rent control. And I think what he means by that is when families have options, you know, you can look across the street, there's a rental available there. You have choice, you have the freedom and mobility to take your money and take your business where you see fit and where you want to live and provide a home for your family. And so it's important to remember, you know, affordability is a top of mind concern, but we also need to ensure that rental housing providers have the ability to continue to invest and reinvest in their properties.
It's almost the gas analogy. If you can find gas cheaper at the station across the road, you're likely going to go there.
Absolutely.
Landon, I'm just curious, before I let you go, thoughts on what should be done. So if rent control isn't the way to go, and it looks as if this won't be supported in the ledge, what is there more that can be done, should be done? Do you have those talks with government?
Absolutely. And we continue to engage and work collaboratively with all levels of government to ensure that we're saying yes to housing, we're adding to the housing supply. We can look at what targeted or direct support needs to be done. But I think it's also important to recognize that, you know, an apartment building can't be built overnight. And we have a really strong story to tell in Saskatchewan when it comes to having not just the most affordable or cheapest rents, it is the most affordable. We have some of the lowest rent-to-rear rates in the country. Our rent-to-income ratio and 10-year rent growth is dramatically lower than the rest of the country. And it's not a coincidence that provinces like Saskatchewan, Alberta, Newfoundland, with no rent control, have the lowest rents. It's a predictable result about how these policies work. And when we're adding to the supply, you spoke to Nicole Burgess from the Home Builders Association yesterday. I mean, there is a ton of construction happening across the province. Housing starts are up 50%, and a lot of that is purpose-built rentals. So I do encourage people to follow the numbers, and hopefully as we continue to add supply, that will give families more options and more affordable choices.
Landon, I appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks so much.
Landon Field is Rental Housing Saskatchewan's CEO. This whole notion of rent control, whether or not it goes through, it likely is not going to. And I heard a line, I think Carla Beck, leader of the NDP, had said is look, we feel this should go through, but at the very least, we want to raise this as an issue. The cost of living crunch that seniors are feeling, that are renting their home, that new adults, young adults who are just kind of getting their legs under them, still finding themselves renting. What are ways in which we can try and help them maintain a reasonable cost of living? And rent control is a way that is being thrown out. But as many studies will show, it rent control doesn't necessarily doesn't prioritize low income renters. It actually can disproportionately impact them in a way that is, it could be more hurtful. So significant costs come with this. Reduced housing quality is something that I read in a report. Decreased supply, poor maintenance. There's a number of things. So it's an interesting topic. We have not yet actually officially talked with someone from the NDP or the provincial government on this. But as this continues to play out, we will continue the conversation. I appreciate you being here to join in. Appreciate all of the texts and comments that have come through the text line this morning as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.